Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
Radio is a key tool in Tonga in times of natural disasters, and the warnings are issued by authorities via the radio. A survey by the National Emergency Management Office, or NEMO, following Geeta in 2018 reveals that most vulnerable population do not receive the warnings simply because they do not have a radio. Director of NEMO, Mafuamaka, says this is a great concern as they are now working with related stakeholders to ensure the most vulnerable population have receivers when warnings are issued.
Following Geeta, a survey was held and it showed that most of the households did not have a radio for reasons because they could not afford one. This is a concern for us because people need to be updated on the latest weather forecast when they're issued via radio. When warnings are issued, it is meant that people should start preparing and be informative to make wise decisions. Radio is the main medium of communication between the main islands and the outer islands, and it also reaches the far northern islands. The information broadcast on radio is to help people prepare before the cyclone makes landfall, know what to do during the cyclone, and also make the wise decisions following a natural disaster.
The director of NEMO says if people want to be more prepared, they need to have a radio, because having a radio will provide warnings and informative messages from authorities. Maka says they are working with related stakeholders to distribute battery-operated radios to the most vulnerable population in Tonga, especially elderlies. One of the key partners of NEMO is the Tonga Red Cross Society. The Secretary General of Tonga Red Cross, Yone Taumwefolau, urges guardians and caregivers of people living with disabilities and elderlies to start preparing for the next cyclone season by getting small but useful resources such as a radio.
Guardians are key people when looking after people living with disabilities, and as such, they are needed to be more prepared first before we actually arrive at the scene to provide more assistance. On our line of duty, when a disaster strikes, we first have to establish a line of communication between our office and those looking after people with disabilities. We work hand in hand with the National Emergency Management Office, NEMO, and related stakeholders to assist those who need help urgently. We also have a list of people living with disabilities, and they are our priority when we go out to the communities. We also look out for elderlies who are in need of our assistance. When Geeta made landfall, the main issue was that people living with disabilities, so in other words, they were not informed to prepare for a cyclone simply because they did not have a radio. The guardians heavily rely on electronic radio, but the power was turned off during the preparation process for safety reasons. When the power was out, there were no sources of information provided, and the people with disabilities did not understand what was happening.
Without getting the warnings timely, it could yield disastrous results. As such, the Secretary General of Tonga Red Cross says simply getting a battery-operated radio is now the best preparation for the upcoming cyclone season. In Tonga, most of the warnings are issued via radio, where people are being urged to start with preparing now when they have time. Taumwefolau adds the people living with disabilities have other specific needs, and when a cyclone strikes, they have to ensure that they are safe, well-placed and secured at safer places such as evacuation centres during the preparation process. The Secretary-General adds the main message from their end is preparation with necessary tools such as a radio, because once guidance of people living with disabilities are well informed, they start preparing not only for themselves but also for the people living with disabilities. Meanwhile, the director of Tonga Meteorological Services, Ofa Fanunu, once again re-emphasises the significance of being prepared now with a few more months before November to avoid major damage recorded.